So yes, I was born September the 11th, but on September the 1st, 1962, my dad opened his business, Newton's Garage. We just called it the shop, and every day Dad went to the shop. The official name was Newton Service Center. The shop started on Highway 29, but after a couple of years, Dad moved the shop to the old Burnett Auto dealership, Newton Service Center on Highway 281. If you've ever been along Highway 281 from Fort Worth area all the way down to San Antonio and beyond, you drove by Newton Service Center, one block from the square from downtown. In 1973, a tornado came through Burnett and totally wiped out my dad's business, totally wiped out the school. And so my dad, we lived right across from the school, for many months repaired cars under a shade tree across from our home at the school. But then he built his new shop, Newton Service Center. It had five double stalls, five double bays. He could repair 10 cars at once, and he always had several men that worked with him. I can smell that old garage, and I can see it without any problem. Newton Service Center served in Burnett until 2007. 45 years, my dad and then my brother had the shop. My dad did it all. He fixed everything. At the shop, he fixed transmissions. He did front end alignments. He loved to work on brakes, and his specialty may have been rebuilding carburetors. Dad at the shop even had a body shop for a season, and thousands of state safety inspection and stickers were given. Dad sold GMC pickups out of the shop as well. Now, my favorite was the Coke machine. I mean, on a hot day, it was that old Coke machine where you open the glass and that air would come out. You'd stand there and Dad would say, shut that door. And you'd put in your dime and then a quarter and you pulled out your Coke and boom, the crash of glasses, the next one rolled down. I also loved Dad's office because it was air-conditioned, and it was the only place that was air-conditioned in the shop, so that was my favorite place to go. Next to the Coke machine, well, there was always a candy machine of some sort, usually peanuts. You put your dime in, if you wiggled the machine enough, you got a huge hand of peanuts. You would put in your RC Cola, and there you had it made. Now, I worked at my dad's shop. Several years. At Memorial Day, I would say, Dad, I want to work for you this summer. Now, my brother started working, 14, and retired from the shop. I would work. I would be ready on that Monday morning to go with Dad to the shop, and I'd put on gloves because I didn't want to get dirty. And I would go to the office, and I would rearrange the nickels and quarters and dimes and dollar bills and look at the checks, and I would play with the adding machine, and I wanted to answer the phone. I wanted to sit in the office with my gloves. And my dad would say, you need to go sweep the stalls. You need to clean the restrooms. I said, well, you want me to drive the cars? No, I just need you to sweep the stalls, clean the restrooms. We'd eat the gravel. It was terrible. Now, I am the baby of the family, so about on Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, when we'd go home for lunch, my mother would say, Doug, it's just too hot for Mark to be down there all day. He needs to stay home. Oh, it was great. Yeah, about two summers, total of maybe 4 days, I worked at the shop. Newton Service Center, an independent, full-service auto repair garage. Dad fixed everything. But you know, it wasn't just at the shop. It was at our home. My dad was a carpenter. He was a plumber. He was an electrician. Dad put new shingles on the roof. Seemed like he was always under the house fixing something and painting inside or outside. I never remember. This is true. I never remember any time in my life until after I went to Baylor that we ever once had a repair person, a tradesman of any kind, come to our house. Dad could just fix everything. Once my mother asked her cousin to come do a project that she'd been asking my dad to do. When Dad came home and Mom said, "Look, it's been done," Dad was so angry at my mother that she had someone else come to the house to do something. And she said, "Well, if you'd have done it sooner, I wouldn't have had to call." Now, I know it's Father's Day, and you might think, well, you're probably stretching the truth a little bit, you know, on Father's Day, but I'm not. My father had a work ethic that I've never seen in my life. He was a man of such integrity and honesty, a man of his word and a man of honor, not only in our family, but throughout our community. Yes, I grew up in Mayberry, though it was called Burnett, and my dad fixed everything. But most of all, my dad spent his life pointing me and my siblings and all other family members and friends and people in the community. And anyone that came into his shop, my dad spent his life pointing folks to Jesus. He loved Jesus. And he loved the church. And he loved God's word. And he loved sharing Jesus with others. The writer of Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 said this: "Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus." Yes, my dad fixed everything, but Jesus fixes it all. And that's the lesson that I learned from downtown and around the square and from Newton Service Center and my dad, was that Jesus fixed it all. We sang the song, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have life abundant, everlasting, in full." Jesus fixed it all. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sin," there's a lot, "if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness." Jesus fixed it all. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast all your burdens, cast all your cares, your anxieties, your frustrations, all of life's stuff, cast it all on him because he cares for you." He fixes it all. Yesterday, I stood and officiated a funeral in a small rural cemetery in Central Texas. And I was able to tell that family and friends, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me." Jesus' words. "Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know. For I am the way," Jesus said, "and I'm the truth, and I'm the life, and no one can ever come to God unless they come through me." Jesus said, I will fix it all. I started by reading Hebrews chapter 3. You should probably read Hebrews chapter 12, that great chapter. The writer, he or she, whoever brought it to conclusion. Chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, or what remains, or finally, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders. And let us throw off the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him that endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and you will not lose heart. Fix your thoughts on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Downtown and around the square, my dad fixed everything. But today in Lufkin, in this very day in your home, in your family, in your life, today in our world, hear me, Jesus longs to fix it all. Would you let him? Why don't you let him fix it? That marriage, that relationship, he wants to fix it. That discouragement, that despondency, that emptiness, he wants to fix it. We sang the song, from all of my addictions, all of my stuff, give it to Jesus. He longs to fix it. Or at least, why don't you give him the opportunity? Now hear me, his fix is not always what we think it's going to be. His fix is not always your plan. His fix isn't always your idea of how it should be fixed. And his fix is very seldom in the timing that you think it should be. Dads, on this Father's Day, fix your thoughts. Fix your eyes upon Jesus. Dads, we like to fix everything. But our Heavenly Father can fix it all. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide. He cares for you. Let him fix it. He will. Shall we pray? I am grateful, oh God, for an earthly father who fixed everything around me, in my life, with my family. He fixed so many cars in Burnet, Texas. Forever, my life has changed because of that dad. But most of all, he pointed me to the one who could fix it all. That was Jesus. Through the years, Jesus stands ready and willing if I will give it to him. Jesus really means it when he says, give your burdens to me and let me carry them. Jesus can really fix our emptiness, our loneliness, our sorrow and our sadness. Jesus can really fix all the mess that we make. He can fix it. Maybe today we would at least see if he would. Maybe today we would at least give him the opportunity. We'll be surprised. Surprised indeed. This day we turn our eyes to you. Turn our eyes to you. Thank you, God, for giving us Jesus, in whose name we pray.